Welcome to The Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. You still have time. You have so much time. Seneca's life is worth looking at for anyone who thinks they missed their shot, who thinks it might be too late for them. Because in his early 20s, just as his career as a lawyer was taking off, Seneca was struck with a terrible blow of tuberculosis. He was sent away by his doctors to Egypt, where he spent the next 10 years recovering. Eventually, he returned to Rome, and though many would have suspected his window had closed, he quickly made a name for himself as a politician and a philosopher. Then, just as his career was taking off, he was banished to Corsica on trumped-up charges by jealous enemies. There he had to spend 8 years of the prime of his life on an island far away from home. Yet he eventually returned to Rome, rebuilt and remade himself, and soon found himself one of the most powerful men in the world, advising the emperor. You might be sensing where this is going, but once again, at the height of his influence, he was forced to retire from Nero's service as the emperor became increasingly unstable. Still, Seneca managed to rededicate himself to philosophy and publish some of his most brilliant works. What Seneca's life proves is something more bluntly phrased in Gary Vaynerchuk's viral video, "You've Got Fucking Time." It might feel like you're too old, that things have not turned out like you planned, that you've been royally screwed by bad luck. And that may be so, but the fact remains that you still have time. You can still make something of this life. You can still be grateful for whatever or how much ever time you have left. What if you had just woken up from a coma? What if you had just got exonerated and released from death row? What if you found out your cancer was in remission? Would you be thinking, "I'm getting a late start," or "woe is me"? Or would you be thinking, "I'm so lucky, this is the beginning of my new life"? There is no late, not as far as ordinary life goes. Just get started or get back to work. That's all we can do. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you don't get the Daily Stoic email, go to dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shay Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shay Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Us.